Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome. Exciting, exciting show tonight. I've been getting sort of what I call downloads about this show all day, all since Friday, actually. And this, for those of you who are just joining us, welcome, welcome. Call in 515-605-9325 or 215-383-5863 because this is a collective effort to create a whole new education for our youth and for those who have been in this belief system that no longer serves us. So we're redefining sex and love in this new paradigm because we've been so deceived and lied to over the last 2 years that I think the universe is giving us an opportunity now as we come out of the pandemic lies and the twilight zone. We've got a new opportunity to create something wonderful, something peaceful, and something not divisive. So tonight, we're going to collectively create new definitions for sex and love. And I thought we'd start with a little trivia. So if somebody can tell me when this song was created and played and motivated and moved us and really fashioned us to do certain things because of the music and words. This is one of the most powerful songs that we have, but I don't remember the year. So if somebody can tell me the year that this song was created, I'm going to read the words first because if I play it, they're going to censor me. And then I found an instrumental for this music, for this song, this poetry. Well, here's how the poetry goes. I want you to listen and tell me what year, and if you know the name too. Some of you who may be too young might not know the name, but those of you who are older would know the name. So this poetry starts out, I've been feeling trying, baby, trying to hold back these feelings for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on, oh, come on, let's get it on. Let's love, baby. Let's get it on, sugar. Let's get it on. Whoa, whoa. There's nothing. Okay, then number two, let's get it on. Then there's nothing wrong with me loving you, baby. Baby, love, love, and giving yourself to me can never be wrong if the love is true. Oh, baby. Okay, anybody got the year of this song yet, or do you even know what the name of this song? Don't you know how sweet, no, don't you know how sweet and wonderful life can be? I'm asking you, baby, to get it on with me. Oh, oh, I ain't going to worry. I ain't going to push. I won't push you, baby. And so come on, come on, come on, baby. Stop beating around the bush. We're all sensitive people. Let's get it on. With so much to give, understand me, sugar. Since we got to be here, let's live, let's live. All right, anybody have any answers to that quiz, that trivia? Who is the author or singer of that song, and what year was it, and what's the name of it? Any guess on that? No? No? Okay, I'm going to play the music then. It's just an instrumental. I can't actually play the song because they'll censor me. But I was so thrilled to find the instrumental. So and I'm going to come back to the words that influenced us to have a definition of sex and love, probably more than any other song ever created. So here's the music, the instrumental for that word. You know, me just ask the question, how influential, if you were born in the, or if you were a teenager in the 70s, I think that music is from the 70s, might be the 60s, I don't know, it's just in my mind, it was in my mind today. How influential was that music and more like it? I mean, there's another song that we all know, Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye, that also was very popular and I think influential. So as we together redefine sex and love, think about what influenced you in your young life from your childhood to define sex and love, to come to understand what sex and love was all about. And I'm just suggesting that the music played a big part in how we wanted to just jump in bed and get it on. So I got a few guidelines for us. Hey, remember, this is a collective, cooperative effort tonight to recreate love and sex definitions. And I've got a few guidelines I'm going to keep repeating for us as I've thought about this for the last few days. And again, this was a question that was brought up by one of our listeners about redefining the word foreplay. So what is who would have thought foreplay? Well, what don't we all know what foreplay is? Well, let's redefine that. That's what we're doing tonight. If you have a definition for foreplay that you think is better, this is going to go into our library education system on redefining, re-educating our youth and re-educating ourselves. So here are a few guidelines for us tonight as we redefine sex and love. Number one, we can get, or we should get, into the mind of teacher student. Redefining means that we're all teachers. If you're walking on planet Earth, you had an experience that you can teach about, but it's a subjective truth. Every one of us has a subjective truth that is our own personal experience walking on planet Earth. So I hope we can agree to that. So if all of us share our subjective experiences about sex and love and truth, then we're going to have a classroom of listeners. So the idea, if you're going to be a student any given moment, we have to be willing to listen. So student-teacher relationship tonight, we've got every one of us is a teacher, but if you're not talking, then you're a student. If you're listening, okay? So let us all be willing to be good students tonight to listen to one another's subjective experience. And then we all want to be speaking truth, asking ourselves, are you speaking honestly about your subjective experience you've had? Because you're going to help a lot of people. You're going to heal some people even. If you're speaking honestly, ask yourself, are you being transparent? Can you be transparent about your own sexual love experience? Not Marvin Gaye's love experience, but your personal experience. And so the other elements we want to bring in are, number one, our goal is to heal tonight. As we're going to be redefining two very important words, but we also want to be healing in our words that we speak. So that means no wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, truth, right? It's not wham, bam, thank you, ma'am is a truth for many people who had that experience, especially men. That's a male, I would say a male experience. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Or maybe it's women, too. I know how many women have had that attitude. Wham, bam, thank you, man, or sir, maybe. You get it on and you're done and you thank the man. Okay, we can do that. And then no more drug addict behavior. Part of our redefining sex and love is that this sex is not a drug. We've got, and that's the way many people have believed and thought about sex. It's a drug. I need a fix, like Marvin Gaye. I need sexual healing. And he was unconscious about the process and the definition of sex and love. Number two, or maybe number three element that, or issue areas that we want to outline is consciousness rising. In tonight's discussion, we want to try and raise the consciousness by considering, remembering that each one of us has male and female energy. So that as we discuss redefining sex, love, foreplay, all of that, orgasm, remembering that there's this energy in each one of us that's both that is male or female and working together or against each other, let's break that down for each other so that we can have a consciousness rising experience about recognizing the male, female energy in yourself and recognizing it in people you meet so that there's no confusion or conflict with people. Now, the next thing, we want to eliminate division. We've had enough of that. We've had enough of division and duality because duality is all about right, wrong, good, bad. Let's get, we're going to try and just erase the duality. Nothing is wrong or right. Nothing's good or bad. And I know that's difficult for many of us, but it just is the experience that you and I are designed to have, and it's a lesson. If we, when we erase duality, we really do consider and think about lessons. If it's good for you and bad for someone else, that means there's a lesson in between, is what I'm saying. And then finally, I have two teachers tonight. Diane Richardson is going to talk about sex tapes. And then why are we so divided is what I want to play our paradigm. So let me go before we go. Yeah, we got time. Before the break, I want to play a five-minute teaching with, if you, about paradigms, because this show is about a new paradigm. And coming into a new paradigm, it's about eliminating the division in our society, in our families, in ourselves. Let's start with self, because actually sex and love is all about fly. First, love yourself. And tonight, Soul Purpose Healing is bringing a divine energy of transformation, redefining these words that have really caught people up in so much confusion and division. So let's talk about, let's just work with paradigm, the word paradigm. Why are we so divided?
Say that 2020 has been uncomfortable is an understatement. For some, it may be the worst time period they've ever experienced, but change requires discomfort. I think Americans have been comfortable way too long. Our biggest complaints as of recent have been a Gillette commercial, a comedian, in and out, and the list goes on and on. Now look, I'm not saying we were void of problems, but after we were done being upset, our attention would then turn to our favorite forms of escapism until we found the next thing to cancel. Then the coronavirus pandemic hit, and escapism was no longer a form of escape. It became our reality. So when the video of a police officer with his knee on George Floyd's neck went viral, we were forced to deal with issues that have always been here. Escape wasn't an option. So it's been a couple of weeks since I made a video, and a lot of this is because I just didn't know how to effectively say this message, and I went script after script, started over, did other things, because I just didn't feel like it was the best. And that's something that was really eye-opening about this whole situation, was seeing how other people contributed to this conversation. So one of which I saw a lot of is people highlighting extremism. And, you know, on one side, that could be, hey, look at the riots. Look at the looting. This is wrong. So I'm going to put those extremisms on back burner because it's kind of this situation where, duh, of course it's wrong. Of course looting is wrong. Of course not all police officers are like that. And if you constantly, like, it's okay to address these situations, but if you make a niche out of it and you constantly address them, it distracts from the actual problem, which is racism and the law enforcement system where citizens feel like they can't trust it. And we have to address those problems. I've always wondered how these issues become a right versus left situation. Not only do we have countless video evidence of police brutality in the black community, but there have been huge cases of police corruption on file. Unfortunately, I think we are being divided because it's more profitable to be divided. Check out the online responses when the victim is a white man.
Daniel Shaver was in his motel along with two other guests. He showed them a pellet gun he used for work. Part of his job as pest control was to fire it at birds that flew in buildings and businesses. Bystanders saw Shaver from his motel window showing off this gun. Police were called.
Do not put your hands down for any reason. You think you're going to fall, you better fall on your face. Your hands go back in the small of your back or down. We are going to shoot you. Do you understand me? Crawl towards me. Crawl towards me.
Clearly unarmed, he was given confusing orders and was killed.
If you followed this story closely, you'll know Black Lives Matter was there.
Tonight, organizers, including Black Lives Matter, with the blessings of Shaver's widow, are holding a vigil.
But the sad, sad reality is, since there wasn't any controversy, and I say that with quotes, the story didn't blow up. Something I don't understand is, almost every time we see someone in the black community die at the hands of police brutality, there becomes an online debate about stats and whether or not it's motivated by race. This debate ultimately makes the story go viral because more people are talking about it. So when BLM did what they usually do, protest against all police brutality, these online debaters were nowhere to be found. Media profits from this attention, and the corrupt side of law enforcement does too, because they can hide behind this straw man argument.
The officer in Shaver's case was acquitted. Not only that, but he was temporarily rehired to apply for a pension worth $31,000 per year for life.
Brailsford pleaded his case to the local pension board on the basis of PTSD. And guess who?
So that audio had some things in there I wasn't really aware of. But the point is how media divides us, basically, is what that message was about for me. Media divides us, groups come in, highlight the division, and we stay in division because what? Either media, our government, or our system of education teaches us what? Be divided, racism. So we're coming out of this paradigm, that old paradigm. That to me was an old paradigm of thinking that so-and-so is right, looting is wrong, racism, blah, 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 blah. These are the subjects and the thoughts in the old paradigm. So I know you're saying, well, what does this have to do with sex, love? Well, it's all about a new paradigm of thinking about everything from politics to social issues and then to loving ourselves. So that's what we're going to be talking about, and I need your participation because we need to talk about what has been your subjective experience, your subjective truth in the area of SEX and moving into S period E period X, their spiritual energy exchange, the new paradigm, and redefining things like foreplay and sex and love. So if my executive producer, and we have an answer to my question about Marvin Gaye, let's get it on. It was 1973. So how many of you were around in 1973 to experience the influence of Let's Get It On? We're all sensitive people with so much to give, and the influence of sex kept rolling on and on. So we're going to go to a commercial break. If my executive producer is ready, I'm not hearing from her yet. So any questions, comments about the show tonight, press 1 if you're in the studio. And comment from Zelda so far, looking forward to hearing about SEX, Spiritual Energy Exchange. And by the way, Zelda's going to have an awesome show tomorrow.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jodi Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Okay, we're back, and we're looking to collectively, together, create a new definition for sex, love, and any of the words that are associated with those topics, that topic, sex and love. So here is a audio I want you to hear from Diane Richardson. She is the author of the book called Slow Sex. And I interviewed her several years ago, and I've watched her videos. And this is where we're going tonight with redefining, okay, where is it? Sex and love. It's called Sex Tapes. And this is more of a tantric teaching. If you don't know what tantric teaching is, this is kind of a introduction to sex teaching.
Now, sex is really one of the most important aspects of life, and at the same time, in a society where we know so much and study so much and research so much, it's one area that is completely left out. So in fact, what we are operating on a lot in the sexual domain is kind of imprints that have come from the society, come from the media, come through a lot of misunderstanding. And there's really an intelligence within the body that is worth listening to and worth engaging with. Basically, there's no sex education. At school, we learn about biology, but we don't really learn about how the male and the female body relate. And one of the incredible things about nature, it's actually given us in our system a magnetic setup. So what is lacking in our education is really to understand the energy in the body and the fact that we do have in the body a kind of a magnetism that generates an energy that is not to do with excitement or building up towards a peak or anything like that, but really how the bodies can commune in a silent, more still and more present way. What we can say for sure is, you know, this conditioning that we have received in the society, it's a lot to do with reaching goals. So when somebody enters sex, really what they're interested in is having the result, you know, the orgasm or the peak. And this completely puts us off track as far as our body goes, because we're kind of ahead in our minds and telling our body what to do, dominating the body with the mind. And the body has very, very little space to express itself and to follow its own flow. So one of the first steps really is to take away the goals out of sex. I mean, it is difficult because that peak is nice and people get attached to it. Some people get fairly addicted to it. But there's nothing wrong in that. What is wrong, we can say, not wrong in a bad sense, but is that it's a habit, and we do it again and again and again and again. We never really inquire what other options there are. And the area, the field that I've been exploring personally and teaching for so many years now is about how to be more present. And because when you have a goal, you're ahead, you're in the future. And the whole mystery of the body reveals itself when one anchors oneself in one's body and then starts to listen to the more subtle messages and the subtle language of the body. So it's quite a big shift in the way one makes love, but it really changes you when you no longer have illusions or fantasies about sex, but you really start to honor the intelligence and the integrity of the body. So I have been teaching this now for over 20 years, and it is truly a miracle when I see how easily people can be just turned, you know, oriented on another perspective. And so the fact is, in our society, there's just one option available to us. But in fact, nature, God, the body, there are other options. And the shift is to come into the awareness. And so really, in many senses, one can say that is what is lacking, is awareness. So it's really not what you do, but how you do it. So you can do something unconsciously, and it'll look and feel like this, and you can do the same thing consciously, and it'll look and feel completely different. So in that sense, you know, we have the same body, we have the same juicy spots, but it's the constellation completely changes when you bring in that aspect of awareness. And it's very hard for people to hear that the way we have sex in the conventional way is with not much awareness. In fact, the spiritual masters, they say that sex is our most unconscious part. So for us who enjoy sex and everything, to hear that, wow, you know, so basically when I have sex, I'm being unconscious, this is very hard to accept. The fact is, we are very involved, but we're not that conscious. So to bring a shift into your relationship to your own body, in relation to how you feel yourself as a sexual person, and then also in relation to how you respond to another body. These are all elements or places where a lot of awareness, it can be pulled in. And awareness is amazing. It just opens up the field. And this is what surprised me all these years, is how easy it is to create a shift in people's experience. And it's not complicated either. It's just we have to come back to the body. And we're in a society that's not educated about the body. We use the body, we eat, we digest, you know, we do everything. But there's no education. It's more an instinct, or I should know how to walk. I should know how to breathe. Fact is, we don't know how to walk. We don't know how to breathe. We don't know how to eat. We don't know how to chew our food. So there's a lot about the body that is taken for granted. So we are also very mechanical with the body. So it's to break this kind of mechanical program behavior and really come back and create an inner world. So when Michael and I are working together with people, the main thing that we are doing is creating or giving people the tools to access actually the inner world. Most of us are, how to say, we're on the circumference of our bodies. And from the circumference, all the attention goes outwards. But to actually anchor yourself and feel yourself from within, it's you've got to go into yourself and start to feel the body, the finesse of the body and the fineness of the body and the cellular aliveness of the body. And these are things that are existent. It's all there. But unless we hook up with them, we can't really feel them. So if we're running on programs or interested in getting excited, interested in having orgasms, then we just don't have the opportunity for this natural intelligence in the body to come to the fore. Because it's only when you start to be present and not rushing after someone, but really being here and feeling each thing, then we can start to...
Okay, so that was just... an introduction to Diane Richardson's book called Slow Sex. And what do you think about that? Are you consciously having sex, or have you been unconscious, as she's hinting? And some of the other things she brought out, the goal-oriented mind that we've all had, the goal-oriented, when we meet that special person, when we get in bed with them, that the goal-oriented have the big O instead of the consciousness of feeling that person's energy, the spiritual energy exchange. If you missed my show on Friday, that was like the introduction to what I was thinking was foreplay, but then our brother Kwame said, well, no, we can't. We've got to redefine foreplay because that's really not accurate. So I had a discussion earlier with some of the ladies on the Female Solution, and I wanted to just ask you now, what do you think is a better word for the word foreplay? We want everyone involved tonight. Come on. This is a collective effort to redefine two very important words in our society, sex and love. And your subjective truth is important because we all truth is really subjective. If, for instance, I say on the beach, being on the beach is an orgasmic experience, that is my subjective truth. And I cannot force that onto anyone else, and I can't make anyone else believe it. But that's my subjective truth because I had that powerful experience of meditating, waiting for the sun to come up beyond the clouds at 7:30 in the morning on the beach of Fort Lauderdale and having the most explosive feeling inside my body of satisfaction, of energy, and just contentment in that moment, which I believe is what sex should be about. The wham, bam, thank you, ma'am attitude leaves a person, in my opinion, unfulfilled. And even if a man has that attitude, whether it's a man or a woman, I think anyone who has that wham, bam, thank you attitude is going to at some point be unfulfilled because, as Diane explained, there is an emptiness and a goal-oriented is more in the future versus the present, and the awareness is lacking. So what do you think there? I'm looking for some hands to go up in the studio, radio studio, and comments on on the Facebook page to develop this new definition of sex and love in the new paradigm. So I want to read you a little bit from Diane's book, because I interviewed her years ago, and I've got to get her back, in fact, because she has such beautiful insight on this topic, slow sex. And in the beginning, she says, during the retreat that she had, we teach couples to take a fresh approach toward sex, to slow down. So we, in our redefining sex and love, I think patience is the word that comes to me, is developing patience with sex and love. Because there are people in our lives who really need love. But in order for them to receive from us, I think we have to be so patient. So she says, that's one of the fresh approaches towards sex, is to slow down, be fully present, not goal-oriented towards the big O, and while having sex together, rather than practice more active sex that strives so intensely toward orgasm that it misses the subtler nuances of union along the way. So it's like enjoying the ride versus are we there yet? In fact, I was talking to someone earlier about different attitudes around sex, and we came up to the conclusion, well, it's just immature. Some of the attitudes that we have are just very immature. And reading her statement, Diane Richardson's sex book, about slowing down and nuances of union along the way to the big O, and slowing down instead of are we there yet, are we there yet, which children always usually demonstrate in a car ride or a journey or a walk along the way, instead of are we there yet, are we there yet, and isn't that kind of the attitude we have in the bedroom, are we there yet, are we there yet, are we getting there, what do we need to do to get there, can we go faster to get there, and so on and so on. You get the picture. But she says, through their own personal experience in the practice of yoga, people become acquainted with the existence of 8 universal metabolic enhancers. And 2 examples of those universal metabolic forces are relaxation and awareness. Oh, my goodness. So this was my subjective truth experience on the beach, being so relaxed in a situation that I went to, I approached with a goal of just relaxing and enjoying the sun coming up, relaxation and awareness that, wow, look at what's happening. And there are clouds. The sun is behind the clouds. So what is it I'm going to experience in this moment? What is it you're going to experience with another individual regarding sex and love? Well, as she's pointing out, we want to just be relaxed and aware and reduce the tension. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is how do we relax and reduce the tension? And she says the first step is to change our minds about sex. Are you ready to change your mind about sex and love? Are you ready? I went through something interesting with some friends recently. And one of the friends is overweight. And I think this is true with anyone who's overweight, but you can maybe tell me. If you are overweight, do you enjoy drinking cold drinks more than hot drinks? And has your diet been filled with things that are not green, like leafy green vegetables? So this person who's overweight, they drink cold drinks all the time, and they don't like green, leafy green vegetables. So the weight has not left them. They're still overweight. And I was married to a man. I thought about this today. I was telling my son, I was talking to my son today. I said, have you ever seen your dad drink warm drinks, hot drinks, tea, coffee? And he's like, I don't think so. And I was like, no. For over almost 40 years, this man who tended to be overweight, now he's extremely overweight, never enjoyed drinking hot beverages. And he really despised green leafy vegetables. His favorite green vegetable was green peas. So when I think about this idea of the first step is to change our minds about sex, the question is, are you ready? Are you ready to change your mind about sex, or do you want to remain goal-oriented for the big O and just do what you've been doing for years and years? Let's say you're in your 60s. Do you want to change the way you're having sex with your partner? Are you ready for that? What would be the consequence, or what are the results of changing the way you interact with a person in the bedroom? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Rather than do so much in sex, the body prefers to be in sex. So that's a mind change that not many people have about sex, is rather than the doing part, how about shifting to the being part, your body shifting to the being part. So one of the main blessings of slow sex practice is this. Hang on. One of the main blessings of slow sex practice is it is a sustainable practice particularly well suited to long-term committed couples. So what happens is what Diane is saying is that if you are committed to a long-term relationship, the blessings of a slow sex life, sex practice is you're going to have a more sustainable practice in bed, and particularly if you're long-term committed couples, which means what? More satisfaction. So So this makes slow sex a practice that can grow, deepen, develop over time. A practice that generates harmony, creating balance within each person and between two lovers. So the Eastern spiritual traditions, as such as Tantra, which is taught in India, and Taoism from China, have found expression in a number of current Western sexual movements. So it is true that some Western societies' practices are starting to practice the tantric sex. And it's rooted in a deep human need for connection with another individual, but also nurture to nature and to the divine. So let me pause there for a minute. That is a really, really deep statement about the reason we want to redefine sex and love, excuse me. This is one perspective. Let me just read more. There are very long and rich traditions of sexual mysticism that can be traced back before the origins of the Christianity in the West, writes Arthur Vesoul in his book, The Secret History of Western Sexual Mysticism. And for all the efforts of the Orthodox to extirpate it, exotic mysticism still recurs time and again. So this author believes that sexual mysticism is particularly attractive in the present day and age because it resonates with a deep human need for connection with another individual, but also to nature and to the divine. So our discussion can be more about nature and the divine, how well we're harmonizing with nature and the divine in energy of male, female within us, and how fulfillment of these needs has been eroded in modern Western culture, where disconnection and isolation tend to prevail. Wow. Sex has a higher potential. Sex is able to carry us beyond duality into a spiritual unity that brings us closer to ourselves, the other, nature, and the creator. Let me read that one more time. And then I want to play a meditation for us to, before we go to the break, to breathe in, because some of this may be difficult for you to accept. But again, we're redefining, and part of the redefining is to listen and consider how aware we are in our old paradigm, Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, and how willing we are to change and shift into a new mind as described by Diana in her book, Slow Sex. And here, this last statement before I play this meditation, heal the female energy healing music, which says, slow sex is a practice of sexual mysticism that gently heals and restore our isolating, severed connection. Sex has a higher potential. Sex is able to carry us beyond duality. Remember I said in the beginning, one of our focuses is to carry us beyond right, wrong, good, bad, but carry us into spiritual unity that brings us closer to ourselves, the other person, nature, and the creator. So that is the purpose of tonight's show, is to bring us closer to ourselves, flying, loving ourselves, and to bring us closer to nature, like being on the beach, and to bring us closer to our creator who lives within us. And all of this is why we're redefining what we've called sex and putting it into a new category of spiritual energy extension. So after, let's take a pause and breathe in all this information and knowledge. And then I'm looking for you to participate and share your subjective truth. I have someone texting me. I'll share what a text message I'm getting from one of our listeners. But I really am looking for you listeners in Blog Talk or on Facebook to share your spiritual, your subjective truth about sex and love, so that we can all bring it all together and redefine in this new education system, in this new healthcare system, what we should be practicing going forward to have more peace and joy in all our relationships. So let's take a moment to just breathe in this female energy healing music. Was relaxing for you and helped you to focus on adopting a change now, going into the mind of change. What do we need to change to redefine sex and love? So we want to get more into, in the next hour after the break, more into actually making some definitions for sex, love, and even foreplay. As I said earlier, the reason this show is like a part two is because the idea of redefining even foreplay is an idea that is in our timing of new paradigms. It is currently something to think about, do, and shift into, redefining all these terms that we've held on to, and especially with Marvin Gaye in mind, let's get it on, influencing our behavior for many years. Now that Marvin's gone, we still have his music, but do we want to carry on that thought of let's get it on, wham, bam? Thank you, ma'am, is the question. So we're going to go to our break.
Unmuted. And
when we come back, let's hear from you about what your subjective truth is on love, sex, and foreplay or whatever, and let's redefine those terms. so that we can re-educate our children, so that we can establish in our library of archives for the coming generation what is a better way. It's not that the other way is wrong or bad, but what's a better way going into this new idea of unity and non-duality. All right, my executive producer, Naima Latif, is in the studio, and she's going to take us into commercials now.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my three-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
Tuesday nutritionist and all this all around excellent goddess person is asking, looks like a good book, do you recommend it? Yes, highly, highly recommend it. I've had this book for many years. I've shared it with a couple of partners I've had over the years and even shared it with friends, and it's an excellent book. It's called Slow Sex by Diana Richardson, The Path to Fulfilling and Sustainable Sexuality. Excellent, excellent book. Took me to a whole new level of tantric understanding. And here's and tonight we want to redefine words like foreplay and sex and love. Love, to me, if you look at the biblical explanation of love, is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, That's a great way to start. And we forget that basic biblical definition, patience, no envy. I think that's really where all of us should have that in our heart and our mind, that basic love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast. How about just those four, and there's more? But we forgot. We forgot because, again, we were listening to Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On and Sexual Healing and all that music influenced us. But here's the Diana chapter on the inner rod of magnetism is the source of ecstasy. See, slow sex takes you to another level of feelings and purpose and energy feeling in the body. And she says, containing the sexual energy and creating the situation for its rising involves taking a step over and beyond our inherited patterns and habits. Really what we are wanting to achieve is a shift from orgasm as a hurried up event of a few seconds to the ecstasy of a timeless orgasmic state wherein the body loses sense of its physical boundaries and exists as pure, vibrant, vital energy. Are you ready for that? Maybe not. Maybe some of you are still wanting to use sex as a drug, because unfortunately that's what a lot of us have done in the past and still do. I need a drug. I don't feel well. I feel tired. I feel frustrated. I feel angry. I feel whatever. And sex comes in and just erases those feelings. But she says the simplest route to the sacred is to take the body into consideration and honor its inner polarity. This is really going deep when you're thinking about honoring your inner polarity, which is about honoring your divinity, your divinity. The potential for the ecstatic or orgasmic state lies with each individual because of this inner polarity. The equal and opposite poles of male and female carried within each individual. Between these two opposite poles, there exists a difference in potential that gives rise to an electromagnetic streaming of inner vitality, aliveness, chi, prana, life force. There is an invisible but palpable, quote, inner rod of magnetism that forms a channel or passage for the flow and expansion of the subtle. Electromagnetic energies that are the source of each person's orgasmic and ecstatic states. So when you're on the beach, as I was, and that's why, again, on Friday I talk about the sex on the beach and having an orgasmic experience, because there's something about the energy on sand, water, and sun coming up over the clouds that, as she states here, is an ecstatic, puts you in an ecstatic state, and there's an electromagnetic energy involved when you're surrounded by nature versus being in a hotel with the TV on and the lights on, and a bed, and a blanket, and all that. Can you visualize the energetic presence on the beach versus the energetic presence in a hotel with the TV on, and the light on, and no nature, no flowers, no plants, or anything? So you're looking at, and even in your own bedroom, how much energetic electromagnetic stimulation do you have in the bedroom? So naturally, we're using sex as a drug because our environment is so dull and non-electric and so stale. So this is an opportunity today to redefine all that. So we, even in terms of what Kwame was saying, we had redefined foreplay. Let's look at that one word. We had some of the ladies who were expressing their own definitions. I don't have that paper in front of me. I'm looking all over. For the paper, I wrote down some of the ideas from the ladies of the Female Solution. But ladies, if you want to chime in and give your opinion on that, or anyone, just looking at foreplay, we were suggesting things like, I was saying X prep, and X standing for exchange prep. That would be my definition. My substitute for foreplay might be ex-prep. And some of the other ladies had some ideas about energy, of course, being in the definition, but because the whole foreplay thing is really about preparation, right? But it's preparation for what? What is it preparation for? That's the question we're asking about whether the word foreplay is even adequate or not, because is it preparation for orgasm? Then we're back in the same mind of the old paradigm when we say preparation. So maybe energy preparation is not. But how about using the word magnetism instead of an ecstasy, magnetism, ecstasy preparation. We're throwing this out there, but you're welcome to chime in what your definition or replacement of foreplay, or do we need to replace it at all or just eliminate it? Should we just eliminate the word foreplay in our vocabulary or in our mind, or should we continue to replace the thought with some new energy? I like the idea of electromagnetic energy being the source of your ecstatic state that you're expecting to have. So maybe I'm talking more about expectations. I think we need to meditate on this. I was just thinking about a great meditation for this. The earth, my body, water, my blood. Let's do another meditation because workshop we're in to redefine, it really is about adjusting our minds to make changes that will be ecstatic for us, not just routine. But how about earth? Let's do a meditation on earth, my body, water, my blood, because this will maybe get us into the mind of what is foreplay, do we need to eliminate it, and how we can get more into the magnetic, electromagnetic consciousness of exchanging body fluids with a person who has male-female energy. And when we come back, we want to talk about the male-female energy in each one of us that is really guiding how we respond or react to another person in the bedroom. But let's do another breathing. The earth, my body,
earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I can't resist full of ease. I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bone. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know I caged birds sing. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here, the rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light.
write a story. I need to quiet my mind. I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, a lot of stories. We need to quiet our minds. We need to listen. Earth, my body. Water, my body. Fire, my breath. And fire, my spirit. Water, my body. Water, my spirit. Earth, my body. Earth, my body. Water, my love. Air, my breath. And fire, my spirit.
So I hope that that song serves in the gift of you, the sacred body temple that we work with in intimate relationships. The sacred body temple that does not resonate with wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, or let's get it on, really, except that it's a sense of, okay, I have needs. So I want to just suggest to you one more. I'm going to be reviewing the Slow Sex book, unless you have comments or questions. I do have comments, raise their hands. I'm going to go to a caller after this quote from Slow Sex by Diana Richardson. In slow sex, where relaxation, awareness, quality, rhythm, pleasure, and right thought is incorporated into our way of having sex, we begin to find ourselves naturally aligned with 8 sacred metabolic forces of love: truth, courage, commitment, compassion, forgiveness, faith, and surrender. So that's what we're going to go into in the continuation of this, is these principles, these 8 sacred principles of truth, courage, commitment, compassion, forgiveness, faith, and surrender. Redefining as we go what is more important, what's more ecstatic than just the traditional wham, bam, thank you, man, and all the words that have been attached to love and sex. So let me go to the phones, and you're welcome to call in 215-383-5863, or if you post your comment here, I'll try and read your comments. But let's talk about this so that we have in our library instruction and education for future generations and for those who are ready to make the change. That's the key, ready to make the change. As I said, if you're overweight with old ways, old paradigms, oh no, then you're going to have to make some changes to get slimmed down. And if the weight, because the weight, what the weight does is causes inflammation, and it slows you for your progress to bigger and better things. So 706-202, I believe that's Kwame Sunhorse. Your mic's open. Welcome.
Grand Rising, and good evening, Sister Viacha.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very grateful, and thanks for asking. And how are you?
Doing well. I have a new fan and light in my house, so I'm just thrilled because you always ask how I'm doing, and I have to just share what's going on in my life. My son, finally, you all know how I'm in this 320 renovated, beautiful shed now. My son finally put my ceiling fan up, so I have a light and a fan. I don't even need air conditioning. This breeze is so cool right now that I'm almost ready to turn it off. And this is the change that I've made in my life for the past, 5 or 6 years as a minimalist, that simple things like a ceiling fan is like joy to me. So this is exciting to talk about sex and love because I'm just experiencing more love in different ways and more joy in different ways. So there you have it, Kwame Sunhorse. That's how I'm doing tonight. Just full of thanks and gratitude for a ceiling fan.
Well, that's great because the thing about a ceiling fan, the coolness, but it moves the air. It does not the air doesn't stay stagnant. So it's a circulation of energy. And that's what we're doing when we're talking about you're trying to find a new word for foreplay. And there's one in which in being in oneness is because that's what you're doing with the female and the male, is that they're becoming one body of energy exchange. That's why it's called a spiritual energy exchange. And being in oneness or being in wholeness is that what becomes that happen. Frankie Beverly and Mays, Joy and Pain. If you ever really look into the eyes of the person that you're mating with, and you look at that when that part of that orgasm happens, there's a joy and pain at the same time on that person's face.
Wow.
And it's an elation of what happens when the energy comes from. See, a woman, you have to make love to her mind, where you have to stimulate her mind as she sends it down. And a man is stimulated from the bottom and he goes up. And then they create what's called a circuit, to where when they join bodies and one enters into the other, you create a launching. Is because a man stays in erection is because the woman, the mission position was European design, and that the woman is to sit because she is the one that once she reaches her ninth level, she goes into the cosmic library in her orgasmic state and being able to bring down energy and bring down that life force. That's why she... And most people look and women look at orgasm. Man ejaculates, woman ejaculates, because when she begins to spasm to pull that sperm in, where the man is pushing exchange of energy, she becomes spasmodic in her womb because it's trying to pull in that life force. And he is ejaculating, but if he chooses not to, if he ejaculates, then he sends it back and bathes his pineal gland while she's opening up her crown chakra in order to send the energy forward into the cosmos. That's why she goes so different, because she has to go nine levels. She has... That's where they talk about foreplay, but it's in the becoming wholeness. I have a book. It's called The 8-Hour Orgasm. The 8-Hour Orgasm. There is things in which you do to bring that part of that spasmodic orgasm, that oneness of male and female energy. And so it's understanding how she understands her body, what it takes to do and bring her to her height, and he has to know how to exchange that energy and feel what's going on inside of her while he's there.
Okay, you've given us a lot of food for thought, and so, oh, that's good stuff. Good food. This is like dessert already. So here's a thought. When you say being oneness, being wholeness, as a replacement for the foreplay words, I'm thinking becoming one, because
it's really the union of the male, and when you become one, it's just like the body, because once you enter, once the man crosses the sacred space, they're in oneness. Because you union, your body is gone into her body, and you become one body by connecting. It's like an umbilical cord. You've reconnected. The phallus is put back into the place that it came from. And so what you're doing is you're reunion, and this is why the phallus is made in such a way that it has to it fit, and it's. And when she understands how she can hold it and move, and she can also sense it, just as he can sense her, and once he understands how to feel with himself, and being able to have that energy exchange, because that's where the deepest of the holy of the holies is, when you enter into and when you become whole in oneness, that you both are exchanging energy. She can tell when you're getting ready to erupt, and he can tell when you're getting ready to erupt. And if you can simultaneously have that to happen in oneness, that is a cosmic orgasm.
Okay, so truth about the body that our children, can you imagine teaching this to, let's say, first and second graders? I'm just thinking about how we can simplify this message at a very early age. We need to be bringing this understanding of how the divinity of the body works, so that their desire for another person will be so different. When we talk about becoming one with another person, it will be becoming one mentally, mostly, and becoming one in the sense of understanding how we are all the same, right? This is where, as you're speaking about these truths about the body, the energetic body, is that teaching, can we teach this to children at a very early age, so that we don't go through what we went through, not having any information, many of us not having any knowledge at all, and then what we did learn, some was just by playing around with the kids in the neighborhood, but to put all this into a curriculum of sorts, of some, not sex education as much as body divine education.
Well, it's overstanding, and that's a very excellent point, because as the child matures, you begin. The first time a child becomes independent is when? When do you think a child becomes independent?
Oh, my goodness, at 5 years old.
No. When it's potty trained, when it's able to clean itself, when it doesn't have to have you change my diaper, wipe my butt. That is independence. Why do you, what is it that about when you go to a hotel, the first thing that people want to check out is where? The bathroom, because that is the sacred place. That's your hydrotherapy room, is where you learn to be independent. That's where you feel most safe, sitting on that king's throne. That's where you get your first independence, is being able to no longer have to have someone to clean you. You can release and dispose of what your body excretes.
So I'm thinking about, I need to write a book, my next book, Sex Education for Kindergartners or something like that. Because, yes, that is so true. I see how my grandchildren, especially my five-year-old grandchild, is so strong-willed. And like you say, once they learn how to lick themselves, and then we're not changing their diaper, imagine, brothers and sisters, how even we as children, once we got out of that diaper, we're off. We're off doing a thing and going to the bathroom on our own. And you know what? Recognizing, being more present about what my body needs to do is release urine or release poop or whatever, is part of the consciousness raising in our youth.
Right, but that's the part, and that's why I say, you know, if we look back and things being introduced to the communities and new products coming into line, when we stop using cloth diapers and diaper pins and began to put on plastic gel diapers on our children, the children that wore those diapers in that beginning time was the ones that began, the boys began to do what? Wearing the sag. Where did they get it from? From that gel that was hanging between their legs, and they had to learn to walk with it. And that comfortability they got with something hanging down their butt. And if you look at the young man that's running around It's just like they got that sagging diaper on because they're walking with their legs open and they got their pants hanging down around their butt. It's an unconscious programming that came about from that, you know, because there's been hundreds of years that men have been in prison and didn't know they ain't come up with no sag because of they took your shoestrings and belt. Well, no. Or because he was gay. You knew who was going to be taken in jail, and you knew that person was passed around like a pimp with a new toy.
That's so true. I'm going to take one more break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about the truth, courage, commitment, and compassion that goes along with the slow sex, the new idea, and forgiveness. How about forgiveness? I never thought about that, but there's a little bit of there's a statement in here about in her slow sex about forgiveness, faith, and surrender that I want to just throw out there for you to think about as we are redefining and love in our minds first, and then we want to teach this. My intention tonight is that we think about not only changing our own habits, but that we think about how we can teach this to our children. We got some messed up kids these days, especially in the urban areas. They're killing each other. We even had an incident here in the Orlando area that was just kind of surprising to me, the level of violence that I'm hearing about in Orlando. So now I'm really concerned about not just defining sex and love, but things like forgiveness and all that. And it all goes along with sex and love and having the respect. Respect for my body, your body, and then when we are all one, really, and the level of oneness and unity that we participate in, it starts with loving ourselves. So let me play one more commercial, and then we'll come back in the last half hour. This is your op. Don't wait till the last minute, please, to press 1 and give your subjective truth about sex and love so that we can help our children have a clear, holistic, divine definition of these words. So we'll be right back.
Morning, a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness sessions on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
All right, and I missed Naima's text, so I'm going to open up Naima's mic for the last group of commercials. So, Naima, sorry I missed your text. If you want to play more commercials, your mic is open.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. will help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Not only ourselves, and for this new paradigm, new healthcare system, but for our children. So if you want to participate in creating this new educational system for our children, especially and for those who are ready to change their behavior, then press 1 in the studio or call 215-383-5863. And we've been talking to Kwame Sunhorse, who is an elder. And Kwame, let me ask you a quick question. I was thinking about how influential was the music in your youth in determining how you behaved in relationships?
Very much so, because I came up watching my grandparents and my parents dance to just music and blues.
Oh, boy.
And my house used to be, and the thing that my house was on the weekend in the projects, they would throw rent parties and parties like that. And my people were dysfunctional. I learned to shoot dice and play poker before I could add up, you know, out of a math book. I learned how to count money. I knew how to sell beers, chitlin' dinners, and do all of that. And I wasn't even 10 years old yet.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So now, as we go into, do you think it's needed to redefine sex and love or just teach
well,
what you want?
Well, Marvin Gaye said on that album, when you read inside of it, his words that he said, sex is sex and love is love. If the two are put together, it would be most pleasurable. But sex is different because love is what a human has already. The thing of it is that the intimacy into me, see, how do I love me? And how do you love you? And if we can have that exchange of energy, of two people knowing how to love and respect and honor and do all the eight things that you're talking about, then you have that gratification. But if you have people that's been damaged, the part that gets in and says, you don't love me because you won't have sex with, that's not loving you. That's animalistic thinking. But the part of it is when you can union with someone and create the life force of love in that divine way, you create a powerful child because of her being able to reach into the cosmic and bring down the energy through her vessel into her womb. Because when that egg, that million shot that comes out of a man, that one sperm that's illuminated hits that egg, and when that egg drops its DNA tail off and goes into that egg becomes light. They have proven it scientifically that that egg will illuminate And that's when the cells begin to split, and it's what's called the black dot. The cosmic universe is being released into that egg to form us as beings.
So here we are, 2022, where this type of knowledge that Kwame's talking about is really kind of foreign to a lot of people. And that's why we're doing this show tonight, because we've been so long in deception and lies propaganda that this is refreshing for us if we are ready for a change. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just sent you the thing on infant masturbation. They now know that children at the age of 5 months and all, they began to touch and stimulate their own organs. Masturbation.
So I can see that now even in my grandson. Let me tell you what my grandson did the last time he was here. He used to take his clothes off and just walk around naked. He's so bold. He's 5 years old. So he comes in the living room holding his penis and like playing with it sort of. This is a 5 year old. And he's just laughing at him. His dad, what are you doing? His dad got a little upset with him because, I mean, children walk around naked is unusual for parents when that should not be the case, is what I'm thinking.
But that it's true because that was when I took black psychology. They pointed that out because a little boy, 5 years old, walks into the kitchen and he discovers that he can make himself erect. He calls, "Mommy, Mommy, look what I can do, look what I can do." And she turns around and sees him standing there with this erect penis and she spanks him. He goes outside. His little buddies are all showing each other that they can do this. Who is he going to look to when that erection becomes a thing when he's an adolescent? Is he going to look at a woman who spanked him, or is he going to look to another man that pleasured him by gratifying and acknowledging as being erect?
That's a discussion we might have to continue, but that's what I thought. My son actually gave him a pat on his butt, and he cried. He got upset and cried, and I thought, I wondered psychologically what that just did to him. And you kind
it's
of
psychologically,
think,
you spanked his butt, and he felt that I get this for showing this, so does this go to this? You know, this is the thing that we don't look at, because the thing of it is that we once upon a time ran around and all our children were butt naked until they became of age. And once they began to become of age, then they were taken and added the lessons, because that's what it says. Adolescent, you add the lessons of what your body is now becoming, man and woman. The women would take the girl when the cycle came, and the men would take the boys when they reached puberty. And then the hood was removed. They were gone through a circumcision, bar mitzvah in the Jewish community. You're not circumcised until you're an adolescent.
Yes,
yeah,
right. So many things don't confuse us. Because it's tradition and ignorance. And I'm of the opinion, like, let the kids run around naked if that's what they feel like doing it in the home. It's nothing wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with kids running around naked if that's what makes them feel good.
Cultures, Japanese culture, everybody goes to the bathhouse and the whole family bathes together. And all different indigenous cultures, the people know that it's not taboo. It's only here that we turn around here, because what you do is you use in reverse psychology. When you say something to don't do, what is the curiosity to a person? I want to know why I can't do this.
And that is so true with these children. Oh, my goodness. It's like they're determined to do the opposite of what you're saying. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. And they're like, I think I'm going to try that. No, I want to know why. because they're so pure-minded to express
That's what they come in questioning, because a child always said, "Mommy, why?" You tell it, "Well, the stove is hot." Instead of walking the child over to the stove, hold his hand, and let him feel the thing is hot. He doesn't know what hot means.
That's right. That's right. So to kind of conclude with Diane's book, she has a comment here about commitment and courage. It says, to make a shift in consciousness, as is required in flow sex, requires commitment to the now. It's not, and especially not the future of I got to have the big O, and especially not the past. Well, this is the way my mother and father did. This way I learned in the past. But when we approach a new relationship, it has to be a commitment to the now. Commitment is part of personal and spiritual transformation. It is not an obligation, but more a sense of seeking to find out who we really are and to make time and space for the sexual exchange as often as possible. Now, reading this just reminds me of how many of us don't recognize that the partners we have or the people we meet have both female and male energy operating inside of their body, sacred temple. And if we can recognize, I believe, what the dominant energy is working, then that gives us an opportunity to have truth expressed about becoming one, as we're calling it. I like becoming one or being oneness instead of foreplay. We're going to redefine foreplay to be being oneness or becoming one. So if you're recognizing that this person that you're dealing with or talking to has a particular dominant energy, male or female, then to me that's the beginning of your consciousness in relating to someone who is not like you, but who you, for some reason, are attracted to or have a desire to know. I have a caller, and we only have 10 minutes left, so I'm going to open the phone to see what. 323-763, your mic is open. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I wanted to find out how you're going to redefine love and sex. Because to me, sex doesn't need to be redefined, but love perhaps may be, because a lot of people fall in love with the wrong people. And they think they're in love, but they're not. So people should really get a redefinition of what love is, so that they can avoid the traps that they set for themselves.
Okay, and can we get your name?
My name is Joe.
Joe, and where are you from, Joe?
Montana.
Montana, love Montana. I visited there, the Crow Nation Reservation. So good question. Thank you for asking that. Kwame wants to ask you a question. So go ahead, Kwame.
What happens when you fall, Joe?
I can't hear you.
I said, I'm asking, what happens when a person falls?
Falls what?
When a person falls. If you tripped and fell.
Falls in love, when, falls out of love, falls down the stairs, where? What?
But I'm saying, and you're saying to fall, but the part of it is, aren't we already knowing how to love?
Do we know how to love? If people knew how to love, they wouldn't be in such sticky situations. And the divorce rate would be around 50%.
Where did they learn to change their behavior? I'm trying to find does a baby know not how to love?
The baby's born very selfish. To learn how to love, that comes when they get love from their parents.
Okay.
And they may not even learn how to love even then. If the parents are doting on them all the time and they're spoiling them, then the kids only grow up to love themselves.
Okay.
Anything else, people?
So your question
is...
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it's just like, you know, you take a child and it gets to a certain age and it begins to stand Do you teach it how to walk, or does it learn to use what it already knows inside itself?
Well, a kid who has coordination learns how to walk from falling down. They get tired of falling down on their butt and on their knees all the time.
Okay, so then it begins to learn to stand and keep balance, and then it begins to learn how to take one step at a time. And sometimes they start running and fall, and then they learn that if I just take a few steps, I can keep my balance and move through life.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't taught. That was born in the child.
Okay.
So your question is that I think I'm hearing is we don't do we really need to redefine sex and love? Is that your question?
That's my question.
Well, that wasn't a question.
No, for the caller. Is it Joe? I think.
Joe.
Yeah, that's your question?
Yeah, I don't have a question. I was saying that we don't need to redefine sex. We need to redefine what love is, because people, judging by the divorce rate alone, about 53-55% for first marriages, and the way people fall in and out of love during the puppy love stages, people don't know how to love. They know how to lust. They know how to become attracted to, but to love in a healthy way, people don't know how to do that. They have to learn the hard way, if they do. And it turns out people don't, because people who get divorced the first time around, when they get married for the second time, there's even a higher divorce rate.
So great consciousness raising statement. Because we are so used to believing that love is this or that and sex is this or that, when what we're saying tonight is we're reviewing a book called Slow Sex by Diana Richardson, which brings us to a new level of consciousness or awareness about not just defining, but being and exercising sex and love. And one of the things I pointed out in the beginning that you may have missed was music, like Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, that was back in the 70s. Mm-hmm.
Yes, 1973. I pointed out that when we were young, music was very influential in defining for us what sex and love was. I mean, I read the words to Marvin Gaye's song that kind of, for me, just pointed out how influential that music was. We're all sensitive people. I've been feeling, trying, baby, let's get it on. There's nothing wrong with me loving you. When he points out mostly in those words that it's physical, most physical, whereas the new consciousness is about recognizing our divine nature, the electromagnetic properties of our bodies, and how love, in a sense, is more about patience and engaging in conversation and listening to other people in our lives. We don't do that a lot, especially in our lovemaking, is what I'm saying, is we're not listening. Are you listening when a person says they need this, this, or this, versus let's get on, baby, I have a need, and you're just going to, and because we have this passion flowing, that we're going to just have this encounter, and it's over in 5 minutes. And it means that instead of goal-oriented toward the big O or orgasm, we are more present, which means the orgasm may not come, but we are interacting and having an experience of listening, of being patient and compassionate in the moment, not thinking about the future orgasm or thinking about the past behavior of our parents, the things we learned as adolescents, heaven help us, and being more conscious. This is what we're talking about redefining. It's being more conscious in the relationships that we're in and actually listening instead of behaving, reacting to feelings that we have, like Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about tonight, and we're at the end of the show. But I thank you for bringing that up, because you're right. Some people may think we don't really need to define sex. Sex, we love sex. We're having a good time. But a lot of people are unfulfilled. That's why they're going from one partner to another. And they're not healing. And we want, and we might do a part two on this, we want sex to be healing for everybody. Because
after what we've been through,
the last 2 years of total lies, deception, and propaganda, and unfulfilling behavior by our government, the medical system, and all, we want to change the intimacy that people are having to be more divine and more relevant and more conscious. So I hope that helps you out in your journey forward to be more conscious and not future-oriented or past-minded, focused on, but in fact to just be present in the moments that we're in, less on future, past, complete goals. Less goals. The one thing take away from this redefining section is be less goal-oriented and more present in the present moment, feeling the person in your life, asking questions, being patient, and expressing your truth, not lying about anything at all, but expressing your truth. So thank you for joining me. We might do a part two, depending on what comes up in the week. I'm always just paying attention to what's going on in the week with people in my life and things in my life. And I'm glad that we had this discussion and we can share it with our children. Let's stay focused on teaching our children a better way than what we have learned. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, Zelda's show, is your child missing out because they don't know the value of their potential genius? She's going to have a child prodigy, photographer, Skylar Disney, her mom. So join her tomorrow morning at 8:00 and 7:00. Love you all. Thank you. Let's say thank you to our global listeners.
Germany. Danke.
Okay.
Jean Cunha.
Don't
merci.
Merci.
Spain. Gracias.
Okay.
Italy. Grazie.
Okay.
Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Madasi.
Okay.
Nigeria. Eshe.
Okay.
South Africa. Nyabonga. Senegal. Jerez. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.